Dara, you mentioned earlier that some people have likened this moment to the backlash faced by big tobacco, big cigarette companies in the 90s for the harm they caused. Do you think we are standing at the precipice of change, of real systemic change within these organizations, but also social and cultural change?
Over the last decade, these tech companies have really seemed too big to fail. They're so enmeshed in our lives. And those cases against big tobacco in the 90s were about cigarettes companies very concertedly going after young people to hook them and addict them. And that's the exact same premise as these social media companies. So it's unclear, like, if the companies will change. I mean, cigarettes are still here. They're not, you know, there's a lot more rules around whether they can market to children. And they've found ways around it, but it's definitely more difficult than it was in the 90s. And I think we might see some of that too, with social media. We're seeing in Australia that they're trying to put age bans, and also in other countries. And we're also seeing, I don't know, in the United States, in the aftermath of these verdicts, you see a lot of people, ironically, on social media saying, you know, they're not going to let their kids use it anymore. They don't want to use it more. So, like, I think that it's very mainstream, the idea that these companies are not good for us and that there should be limits on them, whether imposed by the government or courts or by ourselves.
Mm. You mentioned there the Australian attempt to ban under 16-year-olds from using some of these social media platforms. That ban has now been in place for the last 3 months, but many accounts still remain active, and the government has accused the platforms of disobeying Australian law. Are states in the US considering similar bans? And are you surprised, Dara, that these companies haven't yet moved to make sure that they are acting in line with the law?
Yes and yes. So, yes, there are some states looking at it. In the United States, the age bans are seen as a bit controversial from both sides, both people who, like, want to put regulations on social media and those who don't. There's some issues around privacy and data, because with the age bans, that does mean that people have to put in their age, which, as these companies are already sucking up so much data, there's issues around that. But the other thing is the companies, I guess I am surprised that they're not reining it in, but they say they are. Every time you talk to them, they say they're doing all they can to keep children safe. They've put all these guardrails in place. And so it's kind of a weird situation. Investigative journalists and lawmakers keep proving that there's still all these loopholes and they're not actually keeping children safe. But the companies themselves say they're vigorously fighting to keep children safe.
Mm-hmm. Just before I let you go, Dara, for so long, these big tech giants seem to have been immune from consequences. Do you think these cases, the financial penalties, will finally change something and prove that they are not untouchable?
I think there's a chance for that. If you look at big tobacco, that's basically what happened. It was just eventually there were so many cases and they had to pay so much money that it was, in the end, turned out to be cheaper to change their tactics than to keep fighting these court cases. And so I think we could maybe see that in the United States. There are so many plaintiffs. When I heard the number, I was shocked that there's thousands of plaintiffs and they're all scheduled to go to trial. And so the companies, you know, they're not getting, you know, huge damage awards, but they are having to pay all these legal fees, all this staff and all this time, like, to have to keep trotting out their executives to go testify seems like not a good use of the company's time. But the plaintiffs are really banking on that. Like, that's their strategy. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially in these next few cases, because you'd think they'd want to make these decisions now before fighting a few more cases.
Dara, thank you so much for your time.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
That was tech reporter for Guardian US, Dara Kerr. You can find more of Dara's work on theguardian.com, and we've linked to her latest pieces on these landmark trials on the full story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget, you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please don't forget to leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Catch you next time.